Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, as well as FM 93.7. And we broadcast right now to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out as well to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe right now. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, and we want to thank you for keeping America moving along. That means our over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. And not to forget about the FedEx, the UPS, the United States Postal Service workers out there hauling the mail to the different post offices and bulk mail centers around the countryside. Thank you very much, guys and gals. And, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel, and, of course, the Amazon workers in the warehouses and our Amazon drivers out there, too. Now, you can follow us on Facebook. We're also on the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page over there, and we're on MeWe, and we're on Parler, and we're on Gab, and we're on Getter, and we're on Truth Social. And don't forget, we're also on Twitter, all as at Captain's America. That's at Captain's America. And, of course, our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there and check all of that out, too. So, there you go. All right, and joining us right now, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
How about we say the pledge and get rolling? You ready?
Yep.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag,
of the United States of America, and to the Republic,
for which it stands,
one nation under God,
indivisible,
with liberty,
and justice,
for all. And we do emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, you would like to chat about something, so what part A would that something be?
Well, the omnibus bill was released.
Yep.
And it is 4,155 pages.
Oh, just a day's read.
That's right. $1.7 trillion. And here's what some of the things that are in it, ladies and gentlemen, which includes, I might add, $7.5 million that is set aside for LGBTQ projects,
oh boy,
pride centers, and a museum in New York City. A museum. Now we need a museum. But there's $750,000 for the, what they call the Trans-Latin Coalition, so they can support work development programs for transgender and gender nonconforming intersex immigrant women.
Jeez.
Right. But we also have $1.2 million for services for DACA recipients. And then there's the whole Equity Institute, $477,000, so we can indoctrinate teachers. So, but are we finished with that? No. Let's talk about some of the other things that are in there, because pretty much every single government employee is going to get a huge boost.
Mm-hmm.
So the Department of Justice is going to get an additional 10% funding so they can increase the staffing of law enforcement agencies like the FBI, which I would say needs to be torpedoed here at this point,
right.
The Drug Enforcement Agency, the U.S. Marshals Service. And then they want $180 million for sustaining and increasing the hiring efforts at the Bureau of Prisons, which is kind of interesting because we're releasing all these people from prisons.
Mm-hmm.
But let's travel on over to the IRS, shall we, because they're supposed to get a $12.3 billion appropriation. So they want the enforcement and operation support, blah,
Jeez.
Blah, blah.
Jeez.
Right. How about the Health and Human Services? Well, they want a 20% boost in their funding for future pandemics and to rebuild the stockpiles of drugs, masks, and other supplies. But it also includes $1 billion for biomedical advanced research and development, which to me is a little on the scary side. Border Patrol, well, they get a 17% boost. But the Border Patrol isn't to stop the people. It's to process the ones that are already here and to process the ones that keep coming over faster.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. So it's not to put people on the border to stop this. But, you know, there's $765 million in there to ramp up the hiring so we can deal with the asylum claims backlog. So, again, we're just processing the problem that's already created. We're not stopping the problem from happening.
All right, well, hold that thought. We're going to break. And, by the way, Zelensky is coming today, the Ukrainian president, to speak to a joint session of Congress. He's going to address the $45 billion in aid that he wants in addition to everything else that they've sent him. Holy cow, where is this going to stop? I guess it's not. Well, more with Denise Simon right after these messages coming right up. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. My conversation with Denise Simon is being brought to you by Geico, Geico Insurance, and Geico has been saving people money for more than 85 years right now. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 26 million drivers. Now, remember, you can go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and get a quote for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, find out where your insurance agent is and how to get a hold of them. Go speak to them if you want to, or you can complete the rest of the process right there on the website, because they'll give you coverage for the motorcycle you've got, or the ATV, or boat, or RV. And then get this, if you bundle your homeowner's policy, or your renter's insurance, or your condo policy with your car, you'll save a bunch of money. So, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com is the place to go. Geico, G-E-I-C-O. And joining us again, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have a caller on the line. I'm going to see who it is here. All right. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Denise. Anthony from Tampa.
Hey, Anthony. How are you?
Good, great. I want to touch on the whole list of what Denise was just rolling out, but let's touch on the whole sex trafficking, which leads to pedophilia, which drags into the drag queen scenario. It's all the last preparation of destroying the youth. If they can destroy them by exterminating them and slaughtering them in abortion clinics, abortuaries, they'll destroy them by giving them to the drag queens who pretty much prepare these youth to be taken in by pedophiles who will then be taken and victimized by the sex traffickers. Mm-hmm. It's a ploy. It's all in the planning. They don't know how, what, they're limitless on how to go about destroying the youth. Now we got Christian musicians, longtime darlings of the contemporary Christian, scene who are now just turning over a leaf, endorsing same-sex marriage, being sympathetic to the whole abnormal sexual perversion lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And then we have churches who are also being sympathetic and kind of going in that direction by saying, oh, well, you know what, we should be sympathetic to those who are are struggling with this kind of lifestyle. Okay, I can understand what's struggling, but instead of extending a carpet of invitation, why don't they do a better and more a Christ-like spiritual service and helping them to overcome that struggle? That would be more sympathetic.
Good point.
Thank you, and have a great day.
Mark, thanks a lot, Anthony. Appreciate the call. Okay, Denise, any comment?
Well, it's destroying religion, and religion is destroying itself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's destroying the family. You know, we have to reproduce. You know, we have to have people that continue to carry on in the United States. And, you know, we have a man problem. You know, they're just stuck in sitting behind a computer, and they're all very happy with that. They're playing video games. They've gone soft. You know, and women, you know, they're being attacked, especially when you look at the elimination of Title IX. I mean, let's face it, Title IX's gone away.
Yep.
You put men and women sports, and they're men. They're not transgender, they're men.
Nope. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's all being destroyed, and we have a government, a federal government, a state government, mm-hmm. A local government mm-hmm. across this country that are perpetuating it. They're manifesting it all.
Mm-hmm. I don't disagree with you. Anything you said. So what's the problem? What's the solution? What is the solution?
Well, for one thing, is that we don't pass this omnibus bill.
Okay.
We can start there.
Okay. Yeah, because you got to control the purse strings.
Precisely.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we were doing all this. And then I would start looking at these classes that are happening in the public school system, the
yep.
libraries,
yep.
And the colleges and universities. So I would go there. But, yeah. So another one that I want to put out there is one that disturbs me that's in this omnibus bill is $10 billion in funding for what they call scientific research.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that scientific research means, but the National Science Foundation is in line to get the $10 billion increase, significant increase. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're so inclined to call your congressman or call your senator, it's a vote no. It's just a vote no.
Or go pay him a visit. Right?
Whatever. Send him if you don't want to call, send him a fax.
By the way, this Father Pavone, am I saying that name right, Pavone?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he was defrocked because of all of this, speaking the truth about all the stuff that was going on, and he said it's not going to stop him. He's going
Catholic
to continue.
Church.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Good.
Yep.
That's what I'm saying. You know, religion mm-hmm. is destroying itself.
Yep.
And
by the way, good morning to the Godfather, George. He's saying good morning to both of us, so good morning to George.
Good morning.
Yep. George was with us last night at the event where we had General Flynn, and it was quite an event. I'm telling you, everybody walked away from there just totally, totally revitalized again.
Glad to hear that.
Yep, yep. And this is what happens when you get a group of patriots together and somebody stands up there that's got a lot of moral fortitude, if you will, and a lot of guts to stand up there and tell the truth. And the general.
Look, I mean, you know, if you pay attention to what's happening around you, I mean, we just talked about what's happening in the churches. We just have talked about what's happening in the budgets. We just have all these things, immigration, education, health care,
yep.
You know, funding for, you know, ridiculous stuff. I mean,
yep.
just ridiculous stuff. It's a call to action. Where's the action? You know, I was with, sadly, I was with at a party the other day, 38 people, all women, and of the 38, only two were aware of things.
Are you surprised?
Everybody else is just living in bliss.
But are you surprised?
I'm not. It's not a matter of being surprised. It's a matter of being disgusted.
Right. And it's just unfortunate because you go places and you start talking, people start asking questions, start talking about things, and somebody will pop up out of one corner and out of another corner and go, what? What's that? What's going on? What'd you say? I mean, they don't know. They're not paying attention.
Well, I mean, somebody walked up to me and said, is Nancy Pelosi's real name Pelosi? And I said, well, that's her husband's name.
Right.
Her maiden name is D'Alessandro.
Yep.
And I said, by the way, I sent her a text later the night, and I said, here is her father's FBI file.
Yep.
Yep. They have no clue. They don't do the work.
No. Nope.
They think that, you know, they read about something in the newspaper, and that's all they need to know. Well, what's not in the newspaper? What's not on the news? Well, how many media corporations are down at the southern border? One.
Mm-hmm.
Fox News.
Yep.
Bill Malusian. Nobody else is down there.
Nope. Once in a while, One America News goes down there, but not all the time. By the way,
Fox News went out and bought night vision drones.
Sure did.
So, you know, they can see what's happening at night.
Mm-hmm.
And what other major news media organization has made that kind of investment? None.
Nobody. Nobody. By the way, the ex-attorney general, former acting attorney general, I believe is what he was, Mr. Whitaker, said that the DOJ might, in fact, ignore the Trump criminal referrals. Any truth to that? You think that'll happen?
I think there's a lot of lawyers that are very expert in this. They have good resumes in this, and there are several that are saying the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll ignore it. There's too many other things that the Department of Justice is going after with Trump. They don't necessarily need this one, especially when they use the word insurrection, because there was no insurrection.
Right.
None of the people that have been charged that attended the January 6th were charged with insurrection. None of them.
That's right. Yep, that's right. Okay, we will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. I'm sure it's going to be just as lively as it was this morning.
Great.
All right. Have yourself a great day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. That's Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there and sign up for all the great things that she has over there and become a follower of hers. I'll be right back with more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Billionaire mortgage lender Matt Ishiba is purchasing the NBA's Phoenix Suns and WNBA's Mercury for a record price. Ishbia and current owner Robert Sarver announced the $4 billion agreement on Tuesday after previous reports of the sale. Sarver has been under fire after an NBA investigation found the team had a toxic workplace that included Sarver using racial slurs at least 5 times. Following the probe, the NBA suspended him for 1 year. He was also fined $10 million. The future of the Black Adam franchise isn't known, according to star Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Johnson said following a meeting with the new DC Studios co-chief James Gunn, it was decided that Black Adam will not be included in the first chapter of the studio's plans. He added a statement on social media that DC and his production company will continue exploring most valuable ways Black Adam can be utilized in the future. I'm Lou Flores, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed, it is time for our military and veterans news segment, brought to you by our friends over at the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy is found very easily on the internet by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses that will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. One of them is down here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida. I'm on this side of the bay, east side of the bay in Tampa. They're on the southwest corner of the bay over there in Clearwater. And their campus at the airport It consists of a hangar at the St. Pete Clearwater Airport, and then they have a classroom setting down along Ulmerton at the corner of U.S. 19, right on that corner. Very large building. You'll see it when you go down there. But they're also in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. And in either case, I will tell you the best thing you can do, after you look at the website, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, the best thing you can do after you look at the website is ask to take the tour by calling them up at 800-659-2080. Now, that number again is 1-800-659-2080. Call them up and ask to take the tour of one of their campuses. You will not be sorry. And you'll get a bird's eye view up front and personally of not only students that go there you'll be able to talk to, but also instructors that are there. And, of course, the financial people that do the financial loans. You'll be able to talk to all those people and get all that accomplished while you're there. Now, why do I recommend the National Aviation Academy so much? Why do I push it so much? Because I believe they're doing the right thing for America, and they're turning out people into jobs that you don't need to be a college graduate. You just need to be able to understand how to read schematics and take something apart and put it back together again. It's that simple. And aircraft and airplanes and drones and whatever else it is that flies is going to need people to work on them. And that's what this is. This is a very, very lucrative business that you can get into. So call them at 800-659-2080. That's 1-800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour at one of their campuses, either the one in Clearwater, Florida, or the one in Concord, Mass., just outside Boston. Ask to take the tour, and you'll be glad you did. That'll be the best decision you ever made, other than graduating from National Aviation Academy. Then you'll have your ticket to ride. All right. The B-2 nuclear bomber fleet, which has been grounded amid a search for the safety defects, is currently still underway. All 20 of the Air Force's B-2 Spirit bombers are grounded as the service hunts for whatever the potential safety defects are, the Air Force confirmed Monday. Now, the stealth aircraft will be down until further notice, and once they find out what's going on, believe me, they will fix this. And that will take care of that. Now, this is the new wing of the Air Force. So in the meantime, the old wing of the Air Force, the B-52 bombers, are still very much alive and in play and on standby, just like they always were. Now, after multiple delays, the U.S. Army is going to launch a new human resources platform. Now, the Army will launch the Integrated Personnel and Pay System, Army, on Tuesday, signaling what service leaders promise will be a new era of talent management and transparency in personnel actions. Those are fancy words for they're going to hire somebody out of all this. We'll see how that works out. Now, why the Marines could nix all gender identifiers for drill instructors, will it soon be the end of the word sir or ma'am in the Marine Corps? Maybe. I hope not, because to me, I always felt pretty good about calling a ma'am, and a sir, a sir. I mean, to me, that was respect. Made perfect sense. What are you going to call them now? dear and darling? I mean, come on. We're taking this thing way too far, and it needs to stop. And the Marines and the Army and all these military branches need to stop with the kowtowing to these gender people. Tell them to go take a long walk off a long pier. They couldn't walk in your shoes anyway. But experts are now forecasting a smooth path for the L3 Harris Aerojet acquisition. Remember that? Though regulators sought to block the Lockheed Martin's bid to acquire Aerojet Rocketdyne last year, they are far more likely to let the propulsion firm's proposed deal with the prime contractor L3 Harris Technologies go through. Okay. I guess we'll just have to sit back and see how that works out, huh? No other way to describe it. Now, the Navy is finding that suicide is not directly linked to conditions on the George Washington carrier. The people that have committed suicide on that carrier have not done so because of the conditions of the ship, unlike some of the other ships where maybe that's had a part or a role to play. And in a joint raid, Kurdish forces seized an ISIS militant inside Syria. Now, a Kurdish-led group in Syria said Monday that its fighters, alongside U.S. forces, have arrested a wanted militant with the Islamic State group that continues to stage attacks in the region. And of course they are. Why shouldn't they? They feel emboldened now because we're out there with our tail between our legs acting stupid. Just saying. And more than a dozen Al-Qaeda-linked militants were killed in separate airstrikes in Somalia. Starting to get pretty rampant there in Somalia. So I don't know what we're going to do next, but don't be surprised if you don't hear about more troops on the ground doing whatever. Don't be surprised at all. All right, let me see who's chiming in here. We got somebody chiming in. I'm going to go over there and take a look. See? Okay. Now, this is George. What about West Point? Taking away everything of General Lee. Well, yeah, that's part of it, George. And it's more than General Lee now. It's anything that has anything to do with the South is being taken away from our service academies. And remember, a lot of these guys were graduates of, say, a West Point. So that's what we're doing there. Does it make any sense? Nope, not really. But they own the football, so they can do what they want, for now anyway. Okay, I'll be back with more. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Looking forward to talking to him today. We've got some financial stuff to talk about, rattle back and forth. Have yourself a good day. If you've got to leave, other than that, I'll see you on the return. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, I will take it right away. And oh, by the way, If for some reason you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Maus Acura. That's spelled M-A-U-S. Acura, of course, is A-C-U-R-A. Because Maus Acura is just tearing it up over there with the specials they've got going on with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military veterans, first responders, that's EMS, firefighters, and police officers, too, and church pastors, by giving them deals because of the jobs that they have and what they do for the great American public. Now, they're located at North Florida Avenue here, right next door to Nissan in Tampa. And you can find out more about them by going online, Maus, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, MaussAcura.com. Now, when you go over there, take a look at all the different things they have, and keep in mind you'll be able to save some money, too, with a vehicle that you look at because of the fact that you serve, you save. Now, they also have a major program called Maus Care that gives you free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. So check them out, check it out, and you'll be glad you did. All right, joining us, the watchdog on Wall Street himself, Chris Markowski. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Hello, how are you doing?
I am doing just wonderful, and if I was doing any better, I'd be out in the street doing showing people how warm it was when it's not. I mean, it's not miserable, but it's not, you know, summertime either.
I know the Floridians are freaking out. Once it gets below, 50, it's freak-out time down there, I know. I remember. Yeah.
Okay, the Senate $1.66 trillion government funding bill has secured enough votes to advance. Now what?
Again, we lose. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, your listeners out there that, you know, donate money to the Republican Party, I mean, shame on you. I mean, why would you? I don't understand. I mean, no one's looked at this thing. It's over 4,000 pages long. It's a big spend fest. And the Republicans say, well, we got increased military spending, and that's where they're hanging their hat on this. Yeah, you got increased discretionary spending. We got we got a larger debt. We got more government handouts and nonsense stuffed into this thing. And again, we lose. We lose. At what point in time are we going to wake up here as, so-called conservatives here and start telling the Republican Party that it has to go? Because it doesn't do anything. I mean, the only one standing up is Rand Paul. That's it for the most part. I mean, nobody else. They all want their pork barrel projects and, no sort of fiscal sanity at all. Who's going to read a 4,000-page-plus bill that they just put together by Friday when they're going to vote on it? Nobody.
Not me.
I mean, if you ran a business this way and you paid little attention, you were the CEO of a company, you'd be fired. I mean, you're talking trillions of dollars in spending, and, no one cares. There should just, let's just keep printing more money. Let's just keep, spending out of control. It's ridiculous.
No, I've not been paying attention to what's going on in Japan, but I'm going to read you this headline. It says, stocks rise, and then it says, bond yields jump after Japan surprises the markets. What did Japan do?
Well, not much, but it's more than they have. I mean, they've had a free money, zero interest rate policy for a long period of time. Basically, they're doing is they're allowing their bonds to float 5 basis points above zero and 5 basis points below. It's just a slight change in the dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is for Japan, it's a big deal.
All right, let's take a caller here. I have no idea who this is. We're going to find out together. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Captain, this is the wannabe mayor from Clearwater.
Okay, wannabe.
Chris, when this whole inflation bull garbage started, they said, oh, it's going to be transitory. So it'll be here temporarily, and then it'll be gone. And now they want to spend almost $2 trillion that we don't have. The stock market is tanking. And then you have that idiot SBF who, that whole FTX debacle. Are we looking at another 2008, only worse, because you can't just keep spending money you don't have, Chris. You keep if I and you and the captain managed our checkbook the way this government manages theirs, they would put us under the jail. So what do you have to say, Chris? Thank you so much.
Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, I mean, you can keep spending that type of money if, people keep letting you borrow it. That's the issue. And now interest rates have started to come up, and that changes the dynamic in regards to our budget, which makes it worse. The 2008 recession was a bit different because it had to do with the solvency of banks that were out there and way too much leverage in the system. We don't have that now. Financial institutions are strong. But again, people ask me all the time. I kind of put it to them this way. I've basically given up on Washington, D.C. I really have. Everyone's saying, wanting Ron DeSantis from Florida, to run for the presidency. And I say no.
No. Let me tell you something. We had General Mike Flynn last night where I was at, packed house, about 350 or so people over at Muggs on Almerton. And General Flynn stood up there and he says he has told Ron DeSantis to his face, we want you here for 4 years. Do not go anywhere. And DeSantis said he wasn't going to.
Yeah, I'm a big believer in that. I said you might as well serve out your full term in the state of Florida, because that's where we're going to have to really make progress, is on the state level and have states holding the line and pushing back against the federal government. I wish they did more on the border states than they're doing now with the issue with immigration. I mean, I'd have trains running to the sanctuary cities and states, you know, having the rest of the country deal with the nonsense that's going on. But we need pushback in the states. We need to go to the 10th Amendment and states' rights, because Washington, D.C., what can a president do? The power is so entrenched there in Washington. You have to dismantle the entire thing. You know, anybody that wants to have any sort of change, they're going to be fighting against you from day one. And, I don't have the answer. I wish I did. And I give it a lot of thought, but I'm almost given up when it comes to Washington, and you have to look to states.
Well, we have to get control of the purse strings, and we will have somewhat of that going, January the 3rd? Is that when we take over the Congress, the House?
What difference does it make? You just signed they're going to sign this week the budget for 2000 for this year. That's going to go all the way to September.
And some of those guys that are going to sign that are no longer going to be in Congress afterwards. So what do they care?
I get that, but then again, you know, what is the new House going to do? They're just going to hold investigations?
I don't know. We're going to find out, aren't we?
This is your number one job. This is what you're supposed to do, to handle the purse strings, debate this, do this in regular order. Don't try to shove this down our throats the day before Christmas. And that's what they're doing. So, again, I don't know what the House is going to do next year. Like I said, they're going to hold investigations, I guess.
Yeah.
And this is spending through the end of September next year. Mm-hmm. So, basically, almost half of the next Congress is going to be up by the time, you know, the new spending bill needs to be put into place.
Yeah, okay, let me go to the phone real quick because I didn't realize I had somebody over here. Okay, is that you, Ian?
Yeah, I got a real quick question. I'm going to hang up.
Go ahead.
Chris, who are the creditors of the United States government? Who are they? Do they have names? Are they countries? Are they individuals? Are they institutions? And what are they holding as collateral in case we default? I mean, I've never gotten an answer. I want to know exactly who or who. What is your opinion?
Okay.
Thanks. Bye.
Go ahead, Chris.
Well, anybody who buys U.S. debt. I mean, there's foreign governments, there's pension funds, there's mutual funds, there's individual investors. I mean, you take a look. I mean, obviously, the two-year is obviously popular right now because what it's yielding. You get nothing. I mean, that's what, you know, the financial system is all about. It's based upon belief. It's based upon credit. It's not like we're going to sell off Yosemite to pay creditors if we default on that. And that's how it works around the globe. I mean, you know, Argentina's defaulted. Other countries have defaulted on their debt in the past. They still exist. They restructure it and they move on. I mean, people who be lend their country money and we default, they're going to lose.
All right, here comes the music. I look forward to talking to you tomorrow, and hopefully it'll be warmer for you, but I don't think so. So we'll talk to you tomorrow.
No, not tomorrow. It's not going to be warmer tomorrow, that's for sure.
All right. Have a great day, Chris.
Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there and check out all the different things that he's got going and sign up for his newsletter and listen to his program on the weekends, The Watchdog on Wall Street. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.